على هذه الأرض ما يستحق الحياة.
As a Palestinian living abroad, how could you manage to stay true to Palestine and just to feel Palestinian?
I've always felt Palestinian because it's who I am and it's how my parents raised me to be. They taught me that if I don't know where I'm from, then I don't know where I'm going. You know, I always felt close to my heritage, my culture, from the music, you know, listening to music of Fairuz and Marcel Khalifi and all these respected musicians. And also, my parents used to take me to demonstrations a lot when I was younger. So I knew about the situation in Palestine from a very young age. And this is what brought me into hip hop.
You know, every artist in the world have a message to pass through their art. So, as Palestinian rapper, what's the objective behind your music?
I would say maybe being female in hip-hop, it's hard to try and convince more conservative Arabs that it's okay that we can actually share our message and our outlook, our perspective of the situation, and also just express ourselves as Palestinian women. I feel it's really, really important. Palestinian women played a very, very important role through the history of Palestine. The Palestinian woman is the lighthouse, the strength behind the family. And I think that in hip hop, that has to show, that has to come out, that women are just as equal in resistance.
But you know, most of Arab people think that rap is a style of music which is full with hate and anger. Do you think it's true somehow?
I think that they're watching the wrong type of channels. If someone tells you to watch MTV and you only watch MTV and this is the only thing you know, then that will basically only result in narrow-mindedness. But if you look hard enough, you listen to what the children are saying, to what I'm saying, to what anyone's saying, then, you know, you'll judge from what the person's message is, not from what you've seen on TV. You know, you have to have an open mind with these things. Arabic music, for me, you know, it's the same. I don't listen to the commercial Arabic music. I still listen to Abdul Wahab, Muhammad Abdul Wahab. I still listen to Esmahan. I still listen to Fairuz. And there's a difference between many Arab artists. Depends what you like, and you can't judge. If I seen someone, you know, a commercial video, Arabic music video on TV that for the first time, I can't say that this is what Arabic music is. And it's the same with hip hop. You can't say that one thing you see is generalizes it, you know, what hip hop is. اسمعوني جيبوا شباب ومئات البنات نطلع جبل الهوى ببلاش ما بدنا حدا يطلع نشاف ارفعوا كاس كل الناس بتعمل حماس علوا صوت لنكسر اذان اريد كل ولد لبنت من بلد لبلد يرتبط. We all know that rap is a western style of music, and most of the Arab think that it doesn't really reflect our culture, our customs as an Arabian society. A religious society contains a lot of swearing, and people, they say, because of what they say in the Western music, they think that Arabic rap is the same also. So how do you defend this? It doesn't represent our culture, but it can represent our culture. Depends on what you're representing as a person. If you're an artist who represents luxury and women and money, and then you know, that's what you do, but I don't represent that. I represent our culture. I put my culture on the front line of what I do, from everything I do, from the way I dress on stage to what I'm saying in my songs and what I believe in. This is what represents me and obviously as a Palestinian, what represents me as a Palestinian. I think that we really need to start to open our minds more to Arabic hip-hop, only because we are running out of options.
we are running out of solutions to try and get the message across. There's no point anymore in trying to get the message to our own people. We need to get the message out globally. And that's why hip-hop is global. Hip-hop comes in all languages. You know, we have the right to involve the Arabic language in hip-hop. And that's what will carry the message, our language, our struggle, and us as diaspora.
صباح الخير يا ولاد عمومنا تفضلوا شرفونا شو بتحب مضيفكم دم عربي ولا الدموع من عيوننا بعتقد هيك تأملوا نستقبل من هيك تعقدوا لما تدركوا
If you had something to say to Palestinian people, what would it be?
I would say, please give us a chance and we need your support. We can't do this on our own. One of the biggest problems we have as Arabs is not being as one. We are artists of resistance, and we need support from our own people before we get support from the Western world. And that's my message, and also that we come here not for a holiday. We come here to remind ourselves who we are, to remind the people here that we know what's going on, and we carry the message with us wherever we go. And that's a responsibility that every single Palestinian should carry.
الكوفي عربي علوه هلا بلاد